Stop number 10, the remnants of Fort Holmes.
Behind the green historical sign, you can see what remains of a gun emplacement of Fort Holmes. The remnants of the fort extend across North Bald Head Wine toward the golf course. Fort Holmes was built by the Confederates in 1863 to prevent the Union from taking possession of the Cape Fear River and to keep the Union Navy at bay. The fort protected blockade runners who entered the river and delivered badly needed supplies to Wilmington and the Confederate cause.
The fort contained more than a mile and a half of earthworks, with three major gun emplacements guarding Lighthouse Creek and the Cape Fear River. More than 1,000 men were stationed at Fort Holmes. One of them was Captain Charles Bonson from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. He wrote these lines to his father shortly after being posted to Fort Holmes in October of 1864.
We are a world within ourselves. We make everything, almost. Boats, houses, furniture, anything, in fact, that can be made in blacksmith and carpenter shops well supplied with tools and good workmen. The water here is not very good, but it might be worse. Palmetto abounds in the greatest profusion and gives the place a very tropical appearance. The palmetto fronds are dried, bleached, and manufactured into hats. Many of the men are great experts, and their wives, of whom there are a number here, as well as children, are not far behind them in skill. It really does not look like a camp to see the mechanics at work, the women washing and the children playing around, mixed up in a motley crowd of dogs, cats, hogs, and chickens.
But other letters reflected the tension and uncertainty as the garrison strengthened its defenses and waited for an attack by Union forces.
We scarcely know what to think, but it's best to prepare for the worst, and then, come what will be found ready. I think we are all of the opinion to yield this place only after it is utterly impossible for a living man to remain longer within its walls. God grant I may have the strength in the hour of trial and pass safely through.
The attack never came, but Fort Fisher, just up the coast at New Inlet, fell to the Union forces, and the soldiers at Fort Holmes were withdrawn across the river to Southport. On January 16, 1865, the last Confederate soldiers abandoned Fort Holmes after destroying its guns and setting fire to its stores and ammunition. The Civil War on Bald Head Island lasted 411 days.